What was his, her husband's name? The guy who hit the tree. Sonny Bono. Sonny Boner.
Sam's Boner. That band. Sammy Boner.
It was a band. Come on.
Sammy Boner was the greatest band of the 80s.
He hit a tree and died while skiing.
You remember Sammy Boner.
Good. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 102. Ryan is not asleep. Penelope is on the line. Penelope, how you doing? she is very confused. She is a dog, so it's nope. She's looking at the ceiling.
Look at Ryan's hand.
Just. Let's do more things that the people that are listening can't see what's going on.
You're the one bringing it up. You did this.
Do you see what you're doing with your dog? I can't ignore that. You were doing it like a thingy. You know what I'm doing here with my hand now that they
can't
see?
I know that they can't see. Yeah. It's like, remember our first like couple podcasts when Sam was trying to describe that old man playing his iPad? And he was like, and the guy's like this. And he like makes turning motions. But I'm like, no one can see you, Sam.
The very first lines of the podcast, I believe, is Sam saying, "I have to pee." Or, like, I asked him, like, numerous times before we started, I was like, "Are you ready?" And he goes, "Yeah, no, I'm ready." "Are you ready?" "Okay, yeah, no, I'm good." I'm like, "All right." And I hit the record, and he goes, "Wait, I have to pee."
Fantastic.
That was good stuff. That was back when I did the podcast solely on my couch and brought people over. And just put the mic in the middle of the room. Couchcast.
Past gas.
Yep. Yeah. Wow. That was
the dark. Stop moving your camera, you piece of crap.
Is it making you dizzy?
Look, are you falling into a sinkhole?
It is Florida.
God damn it.
Sometimes we're. Some nights we're just all webcam. It gets better.
It does. I don't know. We don't see each other as often as we should.
This is basically the only time that we do see each other.
We saw each other yesterday, but it was short-lived. Okay, you have to get off of me. You're heavy.
So how's everybody's week been? Good?
Good.
Solid? How's your poop schedule?
Me?
Oh, everybody. I'm
oh, regular
curious.
As always.
Pretty regular, yeah. Still going strong.
Alex, what about you? You still backed up?
2 weeks strong. No accidents for 2 weeks. So we're really hoping for number 3, you know.
What's that?
CJ, nah, I was doing the whole thing in my head, and then like that went into another thing. I was gonna say, what you need to do, Terry, to decrease accidents, you gotta increase that highway from a 2-lane to like a 4 or something. So you got two ways, two lanes.
You gotta play Sims with it, you know. See, you got a dirt road right now. What you need is a 4-lane.
We're gonna increase that to a high density. street.
Yeah, to make sure there's no four-way intersections either.
We have to bulldoze all these homes that have been here for years.
See, what you gotta do is bulldoze these homes, right?
I'm gonna give you this thing called colon cleanser. It's just gonna wipe out all those homes.
It's just gonna knock those houses right down.
Gonna start fresh.
It's kind of like Drano for people.
That sounds right. Painful and terrible.
It's not painful at all. You just spent a just, it's like Terry, Terry, I'm going to walk
it's
you
like
through.
It's Drano for people. It's just Drano.
Yeah, I'm going to walk you through what you got to do. All right, I'm
it's Drano flavored with cherry.
I'm going to get plumbing. You this colon cleanser, right? We're going to freeze it and make popsicles. Good, right? You following me?
Right, that way.
You gotta sell a snack for summertime.
Right, no, Ryan, you went the wrong way. This is for a summertime treat. Okay, it's getting warm.
I'm talking about the same thing.
You're getting backed up, it's getting warm, what are you gonna do?
We're gonna make colon cleanser popsicles.
God damn it, we're gonna make a fortune doing it.
It's that time of the year where the works just get a little backed up.
Terry, at that point, after you're halfway through your popsicle, I'm sure you're going to have to start doing some of your business. You're going to want to grab yourself a good book.
Always got to have a good book.
Fold it up. Have a good time.
One of the lovely Game of Thrones books that I've just bought. The first
based on the hit TV show.
Based on the hit TV show. The TV show was here first.
Been around for years.
He wrote those books real quick. That was just my segue into telling everybody I bought the Game of Thrones books.
Really, was it?
Yeah, that was a good one, right?
It wasn't obvious at all. It was very, very classy and well done.
I started in my head, Ryan, with the books, right? And then I was like, how can I tie these books into the podcast?
And you were like, I'll just throw it sloppily in somewhere into the conversation.
I just figured I'd roll back and be like, you know what? Colon cleanser. I can link the two.
So you were challenging yourself.
Bam! Did it. Mm-hmm. You know how people tell you, like, how fast can you get to, what was it, Hitler or Kevin Bacon on Wikipedia? It's like that game where, like, you choose a random topic, like a random page on whatever, and the person who can get to a certain topic the fastest.
Like just clicking links?
Yeah, the least amount of clicks between links. I wanted to see if I could link colon cleanser and the Game of Thrones books, and I did it.
I hate
wonderfully.
You.
Beautifully.
You're the worst.
Whatever. We'll let the audience
decide.
I think
we all agree. No, we won't.
All right, I'm going to need you guys to tweet Jose, that's at He Play Cheat, your favorite colon cleansing story.
I have a good one.
This is going to become a thing where whenever he's not here,
basically,
make him show up.
It's basically, yeah, anybody who's not on the podcast.
I can just text him one.
You know, I took a prescription grade diarrheal thing. Something to give me diarrhea.
Diuretic?
Yeah, there you go. Thanks. And I went to go play Halo at a friend's house, and I didn't poop once.
Oh. Kept that butt real tight.
Wait, are you like? Were you nervous about that? Like, because that seems...
Well,
like
no,
a big
I
deal.
Was a little nervous about it but then I realized that I think my body and still does like just diverts all basic needs while I'm playing Halo on a binge. Like, I don't even think about water. Like,
we're shutting down the colon.
Yeah, like I won't pee for hours. Like the next day, I took the exact same dose, and I just shit for 3 hours. Like.
Like going into battle stations on a submarine. It's just a red light going on in your body.
It's like, you know, like when a submarine is under attack, it has a red light. So it's just
red light. We're in Halo mode. Full lock.
Check out all other unnecessary programs.
All unnecessary systems.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
what
good.
Like.
Yeah. I think every gamer develops that system sooner or later.
I wonder if he's
got locked
out. That was like junior year.
Those were prime time Halo days.
Those were good times.
Can you read that?
My favorite colon cleansing story is when I shoved a fire hose up my ass and let it loose.
Who said that?
What?
I'm about to send it to Jose.
On a tweet?
Through text.
Oh.
You should tweet it to him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to tweet him.
Tweet him
no,
right
we're
now.
We're going to get this right here. I called that story.
Well, then go tweet it to him.
My favorite colon cleansing story is when I'm going to take the frozen popsicle thing. Go on, continue. Don't stop the podcast on my accord.
No, you guys are all tweeting.
Terry!
He texted. What? I'm tweeting.
How about that Kevin Bacon while we're talking about that Kevin Bacon?
Oh my god. Kevin Bacon.
Hell of a segue. Shit.
The Baconator.
Holy shit. Dude, that show is incredible.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that
show. I'm enjoying it. I feel like, how are they going to do a second season?
Dude, I have a theory. People think that it's Emma, but I think she's in custody. She's a loser. But I think it's Molly. Molly's going to, like, take over. Or that
band of bitch. That's the thing. How can you may have someone else take over, you know?
Well, what's it? Roderick was running things without him even being there for a long time.
Yeah, but I'm saying, as far as, like, characters, like, those characters aren't as interesting as what's his name.
We don't know. We don't know. They did a really good job with the first season, so I'm having faith.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that...
The talking about finale, the following, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. The season finale, I was literally on pins and needles, like, a minute.
Was that the finale?
Yeah, dude, it's over.
What? Okay, I see. So then, yeah, they can do a season two and keep it going. But then it's like, how are you going to do it after that? Like, at some point, he has to be killed or stop.
Nah! He can't be... Anyway.
They'll at least catch him or something. I don't know.
Who?
They'll catch the main dude.
We'll talk about that, but you know.
Yeah, whatever, I guess. Fine. Shit, Ryan. Shit!
Did you guys see that Rai yelled at us in the chat?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't say anything because it was rude and I didn't want to give it any credit.
Dang. Yeah, dude, I love that show. It's good.
Good show.
I vote it. It's a winner. I give it a good thumbs up. And then...
Stop it.
And then, what's another show I was going to talk to you about, Terry? Arrested Development!
Yeah!
Getting that Buster trailer.
Did you see
trailer.
That clip? I blinked.
The Buster trailer?
Where'd you link it to? Huh? I linked it in the Skype whenever it came up. It was a few days ago.
Oh, no, dude. No. What is it? Link it to me now.
Let me see if I can find it.
Find it.
Yeah. It's just a little taste.
Yeah. Did you see the Buster one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Buster clip.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Chad Person threw it up on my Twitter.
Yeah, I think it's worth
some solids. He threw that up and told me that season 3 of The Killing starts on June 2nd.
The Killing?
Yeah, it shows good. It's one of them there AMC shows. We all at least love probably 2 AMC shows apiece, right?
I finally started watching what's called Hemlock Grove.
Yeah?
I am on episode 4. Any no good? Idea what's happening.
I heard it was like if Twilight and what was it? There was a couple things they said, like a few things had a baby, it would be that. Like Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, definitely that.
Just like bullshit.
I have no fucking clue what's happening in this show.
Yeah, no, we had no interest in watching that. House of Cards was good. I don't think that one's gonna be good.
I'm gonna stick it out. I mean, I'm still early.
That show looked too phoned in.
Yeah.
Way too phoned in.
We'll see.
It's
but
odd. It's interesting. And
is
I don't
it shot well?
Understand. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's like high quality. Netflix is doing a good job with that.
They all can't be winners for everybody, Terry.
Yeah. I was hoping.
Yeah. I was actually really, like, pulling for them. I'm a little sad that they, like, immediately went to that, you know, type of show. Like, right after House of Cards, they're just like, all right, now let's do a vampire thing.
It's not vampires.
Well, you know what I mean. That
there's a werewolf.
werewolf
and other things that are
mythical creatures.
This is where it gets weird, because one of the characters, well, the werewolf dude always calls him by something, like he's a whatever, and it's this weird word that I can never, like, I can't pronounce it. I can't. Yeah, it's something stupid and weird. And there's something special about this. And there's something evil about his mom or whatever, and it's
weird. Hey, man, don't talk about the guy's mom just because you don't like the show. Shit, dude. Like,
she's weird. She's evil. They established that very early on, that she is some kind of thing.
And Alex, you let him talk about your mom that way?
Yeah.
What?
He's damn, Alex.
He's like, wait, what?
1v1, I'm on RuneScape.
Evil.
Fight me, Terry.
Come here. They're having a very nerd fight right now, if you couldn't hear.
Slap fight.
I'm way behind on Game of Thrones.
I am not, for once.
Way behind.
For once, you
what
say?
What about that deal?
I am not at all.
Oh, yeah, dude. That last episode was great.
Mm-hmm.
What about that what?
Last two have been
that
great.
That Dihu.
Oh. I heard Deagle and I was like, what?
The last two have been great.
What was the one before it?
The one with the ghost.
The ghost thing, yeah. I'm pretty sure that scientist dude from the ghost episode is in Hemlock Grove.
Interesting.
Pretty sure that's the guy. Another weird thing happened. Like 2 weeks ago, I watched Doctor Who, the submarine one, and one of the characters in there was also in Game of Thrones the day later.
Weird.
And I was like, what? Yeah, it was weird. And now he's like a character now. He was in this week's episode.
Which guy are you talking about?
In Doctor Who, he was the... one of the soldiers on the submarine that, like, he was, like, the second in command or whatever. And he tried to, like, sell them out to the monster.
Oh, right.
That guy.
And in Game of Thrones, he was someone on Mama Stark's side of the family.
Was he the... man, I don't want to go too much into it.
He's like, what's his name's cousin? The dude, the Stark kid. Oldest Stark boy. He's like his cousin or something. Or his uncle. His uncle.
Rob?
Rob Stark's uncle. Rob what's the Stark's character?
Uncle. I got you.
Like when they went to bury her Mama Stark's dad or whatever. Yeah, and they had the dude where they were shooting the arrows, and the guy kept missing. That was him.
You're right. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that happening to me, too.
He was a dick in both shows.
Yep. He embarrassed himself quite often.
Yeah.
So yeah, Liam Cunningham.
Liam Cunningham.
Was also in both. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the Onion Knight in Game of Thrones, and he was Captain Zukov.
Zukov.
And Dihu, that same episode.
Mm-hmm.
Tobias Menzies is the name of that one guy. Oh. Who plays Edmure? Tully?
When I hear the name Tobias, I can never take it seriously now.
Here's the guy you were thinking about, Terry.
Dude, the dad.
There's the other
George Bluth.
Yeah.
Was in an episode of Law. He's in Law and Order regularly. He's a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I can never. I just start laughing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You see him in a serious role. It's like, no.
And I just like, he'll like, well, Your Honor. And I'm like, because he does all these hand motions still, you know, because that's.
There's money in the banana stand, Your Honor.
There's always money in the banana stand. Penelope, pull yourself together.
Don't tell her what to do.
She was just sitting there scratching herself.
Don't tell her how to live her life.
This is my job.
She's an independent woman.
She's not a grown dog. She's but one.
Just a that's baby. Grown.
That's 7 years old, Ryan.
Maybe. May as well get a job.
Yeah. Tell her to start paying taxes. Huh? Ryan?
No, we pay taxes
for. What if your dog paid taxes, huh?
No, she doesn't.
What if your dog wore glasses?
What if your dog?
That would be so cute.
Food.
She has little. She has very little eyelashes, and Sarah always wants to pluck them.
Why?
No, they need that to block.
I tell her no. I tell her no.
She doesn't have any eyelashes, so you want to rip off the ones she does have?
No, she has lots of eyelashes. They're just really little.
Leave them alone.
Eyelashes are used for things.
I know, blocking from the sun.
Sure. Let's do it that one.
That's what I use mine for.
I use mine to deflect terrorists.
Terrorists? What, do you like do a fan dance and bat your eyelashes at them?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry, is that weird to you?
You telling me you don't?
You say no, that sir. Like you, that's the first time you've ever heard anybody doing that.
Why are you surprised right now? Why is this happening?
I have to find something. Excuse me for a moment.
Okay.
Get your ass back here.
Get that fat ass back here.
Nah.
I was just doing an impression of the old man off of Family Guy. I wasn't here really yelling at Ryan.
He sounded like you were. You were vicious just now.
No. I was talking about popsicles.
I don't think you were.
Popsicles.
I think you're full of shit.
Nom, popsicles.
Still on those popsicles. done with popsicles.
So, I had other things to talk about, but
Nintendo.
Because what it about looks
Nintendo?
Like you don't...
Oh, Ryan wanted to talk about Nintendo, but he's damn, still indisposed.
I fucking nailed it.
He's got his headphones yeah. coming back on right now. Hey, Ryan. Here. Alex wanted to talk about Nintendo.
Dude, one of my dog just freaked out and started barking, and it scared the bejesus out of me. Nintendo is not having an E3 event.
Why? Explain it.
Because they don't have the money. They can't afford it.
They said they're going to do a much smaller thing. They're not going to go all out and do a huge event like Sony and Microsoft.
Oh, they're not going to have a keynote?
They're gonna have like a little behind the scenes little demo.
So they'll
thing.
Still be at E3, just not no.
Just
not
like a kiosk.
All right.
They're not gonna have a conference, basically.
I get it.
Yeah. They're not gonna have press time.
That's bullshit because they promised the Smash Brothers last year.
Apparently, they're still gonna bring it.
Yeah, bullshit. Like, sorry guys.
Bullshit, Nintendo.
They don't have the money, man. What are they gonna do?
Yeah,
whatever. I better. Well,
they posted like 300,000 or. 3 million loss, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, even the original Wii is selling more than the Wii U.
Maybe if they put a little extra effort in the systems, they'd see some fucking money.
Maybe if they remember the gamers that made them what they are today, they would make a little more money, instead of forgetting that we are the ones that grew up with them.
Maybe if they had Call of Duty, it would be better.
Not that good on that front. I think it's because they have Call of Duty. Huh? Yeah,
they have one Call of Duty now, and that's just not enough to carry them.
It's not enough anyways, even if they had five duties.
What are they? What, they can't survive.
Call of Duty is not the game series that drives Nintendo.
They're making systems for one age group that's going to grow up very rapidly.
They need to just make one Smash Bros. Game.
No,
the thing will blow
don't.
Up.
Zelda? They need to make one every year.
No, they need to make a 3D Pokemon.
They and are.
Pokemon, no, okay,
they
look,
are,
I
yeah.
have to say something.
No,
Pokemon has to be handheld.
I know what you're talking about. I'm just saying, you gotta get more descriptive than 3D Pokemon. You gotta get into
Pokemon
it.
That we've always wanted.
What is it? What's the one that we always wanted?
Like a real, like you're walking around a real, like Mario 64.
X and Y.
No.
X and Y is 3D, isn't it?
No. He's talking like, not like 3D, like put on your glasses, but like 3D, like rendered. Like good
yeah,
shit.
I know what
it
he
is,
meant.
That is what it is. On yes, that is X and Y.
No.
He's getting to more of the whole multiplayer shit.
You talking multiplayer?
Like big.
He's not even talking anymore. Look how mad he is.
I know, you guys are talking for me. You're figuring it out.
You're not interrupting us. You're just sitting back.
You guys
go on.
Listen, Alex, if you want to bring in your words, just whip your dick out and start talking.
You guys got this.
Whatever, you're going to be like Nintendo.
I get what he's saying. We get it. We get it.
A new Pokemon
but they won't
Snap
do that because they hate
money.
They hate money. They hate us. And Pokemon should be handheld, I have to say. I'm sorry.
No.
I get. No, that's
no
your reasoning for that because that's how it's always been.
Right.
No, I just but, I don't want to
no.
like.
No, I think Alex has a point.
Yeah. But I
guess
mean,
I guess if it was more RPG.
Just because it's how it's always been is not a compelling reason to.
It's not my reason.
I keep it on the handheld that no one is buying.
That's not my reason. I don't know. I just like to be able to just pull it out of my pocket and play and then be like, oh, got other things to do. Not
you
like
can do that. You can have a double version. They did that with Monster Hunter, the new Monster Hunter. You can take your character from 3DS and Wii U.
And
they
fucking
do that on Vita for like every game now.
No, yeah. And the Final Fantasy, we were able to play online with Wii and
DS. Yeah, there's that too. They've been doing it. They just won't do it with Pokemon, except for Stadium.
They hate
like Stadium is like half of the game we want. Like Stadium has the battles.
Stadium, yeah. If Stadium had
doesn't have the
Pokemon
adventure,
it would have made Nintendo like that's it. They'd be done.
And they tried to do it with that garbage XD Gale of Darkness shit on GameCube. Awful.
It's like Nintendo's doing what Square Enix does, where they would ask everyone what they want to see, and then they'd go another way with it.
Oh, did you want that? Oh, we're not doing that.
We're doing this instead. We think this is
cool. We have a better idea.
It's like, all right, let's get everybody, right? We'll do like a forum thing, right? We'll talk to them, and then let's just do the opposites and just really just throw them off, you know, off the cliff.
It's really Rass and Berries this year.
Yeah. Let's think out of the box. They're in the box. They just made the box. They're all in
See,
it.
They're
right?
showing us what box is, and we're gonna do.
We're
the
gonna
exact
bust off. Out of it, and then we're gonna put an M14 assault rifle in Pokemon. Huh? Let's do it.
Who's it?
We'll call it Duty Man.
And that's when EA comes, chimes in, and then we have a DLC for like every Pokeball.
Mm-hmm. You want the great ball?
No. Those are going to be all microtransactions. That's like $10 for like 5 Ultra Balls.
And that's the thing. They could do it and they would make so much money.
If it was multiplayer. If it was multiplayer, that would blow the fuck up.
Yeah.
I think you should still have the option and they should make it really hard, but you should still be able to get your own money to do it so you don't have to pay either.
Absolutely. Terry and I were talking about this with
Oh, this
RO2.
Is going to roll into RO2 and
RO2
it's going to be like the rest
Warframe.
Of the podcast. It's going to be
like how League of Legends has it where you can buy the characters with in-game money, but it can take a lot of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you make it a ridiculous high amount so that they've been trying so hard that they're just like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to buy it.
Hey, that's not so ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. It just takes a long time to rack up enough money to get a new character.
That's how it should be with these cash shop games instead of this pay to win bullshit.
Yeah, there should never be a situation where
you can only pay.
Right.
Well, I mean, they say that these items don't really.
Who's saying in what?
In well. Anyone really?
No.
Any reviewer?
Yeah, they say that, and some games are like, yeah, it's mostly cosmetic.
Yeah, like it's not to unbalance the game.
Actually, yeah, Path of Exile, everything that you could buy was either cosmetic or it was only stuff that affected you, like your storage. Like you could pay for like more stash tabs.
Yeah,
and
I'm fine with that. That's
fantastic. I paid for more stash tabs in fucking Path of Exile.
But, like, even in RO, I don't want to say it does unbalance the game, but it's sometimes it's just not fair. Because we killed ourselves to level 15, Terry, to get our fucking Pico. And then this asshole over here has his mount, and it's faster. And he's, like, level 6, and he's got it.
I paid for this.
Get out of here.
Get your ass out of here. And the stupid title thing. The VIP thing.
Yeah,
you
but
get
we
a
got
nice little
free,
boost to your stats for 2 weeks for paying for it.
Yep. It's a decent, decent bonus.
Not how it should be. Especially
not how it should be.
Considering how significant even a little bit of extra stats are in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not a game that uses big numbers.
No,
you get an extra 5 to a stat, it's a lot.
Yeah. We're talking like
strength. 1 point gives you 2. With 5 strength, that's fucking...
That's like 20.
Power.
That's
20.
Like
10 attack power, dude. That's like more attack power than what a fucking weapon will give you.
Well, that's 5 times 7. 20?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
22?
I'm not a mathematician.
Get your math out of here. That black magic. But that said, I am enjoying RO2.
Okay, all right. No, it's 11:05 right now. Let's talk about RO for 10 minutes. Okay? I'm putting fucking 10 minutes on the clock, and then anything after that better just be like a tidbit.
Can I say something? Because I'm going to get lost really quick.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's done downloading. I'm excited to play it. We should do it after the podcast. Go ahead.
All right.
Good.
So
RO2 came out.
RO2 is out.
Woo!
No, not in beta, but actually out. RO2, The Legend of the Second. Which you can get through Steam.
They're mulligan.
But
the first RO2 was terrible.
Was so bad, they scrapped it completely. It was
awful.
Mm-hmm.
They still kept some of the models, but that was it.
I'm fine with that. Save some time, get them mm-hmm. back into coding, you know, instead of worrying about models. I think the game still has a long way to go. I think that there is a few things that still need, you know, to get some sandpaper to and rough out the edges.
Just take some sandpaper to your game. Take it to your monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Just rub it out.
I want biolabs.
You're not going to get biolabs.
I want biolabs, Terry.
You probably will. Apparently that's part of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were saved from biolab in the beginning. I need to rewatch that, because the last time I saw it was the fucking beta version Korean version.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
There's an opening.
There's a cutscene in the beginning of the game when you make your dude.
Oh, yeah. No, I skipped it.
Yeah, I skipped it because I had already seen it, but I don't remember.
Right. We also met up with an old friend that we used
that
to play.
that broke the game off.
That asshole. That we haven't talked to. Well, I haven't talked to in a very long time. Yes. Probably since we played RO back in the days. Our buddy Andy. What was his name back in the day?
Dias,
okay, and he was apparently what? He was playing beta the whole time too, and
he had played the beta of the Asian version, and then played the release of the Asian version, which all of it was in English. Like it was for like 4 different countries, and it was just they just went ahead and made it in English because whatever. So he's been playing that, and apparently he had like 3 level characters at the cap.
Which was 50 at the time.
Yeah.
So he broke the game.
Yeah, now he's on the American version with us. And we're all running around at like level 10 and shit. He gets on like, yeah, I'm 16.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
You
we
can
all
actually
started at 3 o'clock, except for Dwight.
Except for me, yeah.
That's another story.
I know.
We all started at about the same time. This motherfucker's 6 levels ahead of us.
I came in half an hour later. Like you guys started. Half an hour later, I come in. I was like, what's up, guys? I started playing.
Again, 6 levels may not seem like a lot in typical MMOs, but right now the cap is 30, and getting levels is actually...
No, the cap is 50.
It's 50?
Yeah.
I read on the forums it was 30.
It was 30 for the beta.
No, they were talking about when it was released. I didn't know it was 50. Well, shit, it's 50. Even then, though... 6 levels is quite a bit. And, I think I was, like, level 8 when he came on, and he's like, yeah, no, I'm 16. if you guys want to actually hear our actual reactions, I was streaming.
It was streaming, yeah.
I was streaming, so you can go onto my Twitch, watch the RO2 video, and then just skip all the way to like the last 20 minutes or so. Not even, probably the last 10 or something. But it's on the very back half, because we brought him into a call, and I had to leave, so... it's pretty intense.
He's level 34 right now, by the way.
God, yeah, damn, that
doesn't
dude.
Surprise me, dude. He doesn't sleep. If he does, it's for like an hour, and then he can go on for like four more days.
Another thing is that when we were talking to him, it was yesterday, or no, the day before, or whatever. Whenever I started my archer, you guys all got fucking builds from him. And like as soon as I joined the call, he goes,
"Oh, he hey, now builds."
He's like, "Oh, hey, Dwight, you want me to make you a build?" I'm like, "Okay." And he goes, "All right, fucking please. Like 10 seconds later, he's like, "All right, here it is. Here's your stats too that you want to go for."
He broke the game. He optimized everything for your class to be as efficient as possible.
Kept us in the know about what classes aren't even worth it.
Yeah, I'm a little sad to hear that assassin isn't worth it because I don't know. And that
I'd
rogue
different.
Is...
I mean, I don't know how good it is, but I heard it was one of the ones that are broken.
What?
But I guess compared to Rogue, it was not as broken. Apparently Rogue is just ridiculous. And that was the one reason Jose needed to remake to re-roll his character.
Oh my god, Jose is a fucking dilemma when it comes to re-rolling.
Hey, transfer my gear.
One Zenny, dude. He's level 6, and he wants to transfer one Zenny. Are you fucking kidding me?
He is not.
I have 18 on me right now.
Serious.
I would have given him double if he just...
I'm 71.
Yeah, well, blacksmithing is kind of expensive.
Whatever. Anyway, I'm about to hit 25. What's up?
Nice.
Bam.
I'm almost 22.
I am 17, I think.
I haven't or even 18. Started.
Shut up, Ryan.
I'm gonna give it a chance.
We have four more minutes. Go.
Yeah, okay, just round it up. Okay, you guys have a lot more experience with it, so just, you know, keep going.
I'm having fun with it. I mean, overall, the game is kind of meh.
It's,
but
you know, standard.
But I'm running off nostalgia, and I'm running off the fact that you guys are all playing.
I was just about to say, I'm pretty sure it's just because we're veterans at the game. Everything that we're coming across, we're like, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I know these things.
Yeah. I know that thing.
We're coming into the game already with, like, 70% of the knowledge of the lore. So we're like, okay, yeah, I know what that is. Oh, yeah, Faber's?
But
yeah,
it's like, even then, old habits die hard with this shit, because I found fucking wild roses, and I'm trying to kill them and see if witherless roses drop.
Yeah. We were talking about that the other
and
day.
I'm just like, I'm trying to convince myself it's not going to happen.
It's
here.
Not there. They don't drop anymore. They're not going to sell for 50 goddamn K.
50,000 Zenny to the NPCs.
I was like, and if you did find was pure luck, and the fucking server had like 50 times rates.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or, what were those little fucks that dropped the gold bars? They start with a D, I think.
Are you talking about the,
Oh, the Dobekis.
Yeah! Those guys dropped gold bars. Those sold for 100, man.
I haven't seen one of those yet.
Going around with a white smith and
dungeons.
With a freaking cart.
Guild dungeons. Do those... Are those in here? No.
Probably
they can't.
Not, no. But anyways, Andy was saying that they're going to be releasing Geffen pretty soon.
Yeah.
Like the next bit is going to be Geffen. And, which, what, I guess it would include the tower, yeah? So
yeah,
we can go up there.
Yeah, the tower.
Well, you know, you could have Geffen, and the tower's just like, oh, down for maintenance. We're sweeping the floors.
The floors. Somebody tripped on a cable again.
I was pleased to see Prontera had all the shit from old Prontera.
I'm sad that the castle is small. Outside,
yeah,
it's huge, but, you know.
Well, it wasn't much better in the original. It was just a hallway in the original with little rooms on the side.
Yeah, but you go past it, and then, like, you go into
the top field. The only reason you go to the castle is to fucking get to the other side for the
wall. You go to either the castles or you go to the Hidden Temple, which I loved. I loved the Hidden Temple.
Hidden Temple.
Oh, we're spouting all these words and things no one's going to know.
That's great, because there's going to be like two or three people that are listening. They're like, God damn, I love it when they talk about it.
And they know, awesome. And they know exactly what we're talking about.
And they're, I've been there.
If seriously, in all honesty, if there is anybody out there that fucking knows what we're talking about, just tweet one of us. Just let us know. Just like,
tweet all of us. Because I won't know what you're talking about.
Nah, not Ryan. Alex, me, or Terry, or all of us, whatever. We should give him a quiz then. we should ask him one question. We'll end this with a question that they can tweet us.
I got a question that's kind of it's good. A bullshit question.
Okay.
Because you would have had to have played during like the original IRO Alpha, like we did.
Oh God. Shit. All
right.
What was the class that they dropped from the game? There was a class in the game that they ended up just scrapping.
Oh, I think that might be too early.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a bullshit question, because that would have been...
Yeah,
Alpha. That, like,
I did not play that early, like, dude.
Fucking 12, 11 years ago.
You're talking about
fucking... I think that was longer than that, man.
About that. I'm talking about when RO1 first came to America.
Fucking Alpha
came
version.
America.
Fucking Alpha version. I was there.
Yeah, that's.
I was there too, Terry.
Yeah, I still remember that night. Like, I found the game because I was looking. I had played Phantasy Star, and I remember looking online for another MMO, because that was my first MMO, was Phantasy Star.
I loved Phantasy Star.
That's a good-ass game. So I was looking for another one for PC, because I think by then PSO was like dying down, and there wasn't that many people playing. So I was like, okay, there's got to be another game like this. And some guy was talking about RO, and I went to the site, and I looked over it. It said Alpha was starting in like a week. And I was so fucking excited for it to start after reading about the game. And I got to play it for like a weekend or something, and then it went down for maintenance and it was gone for a while, and I was like, I need to play again. It's fucking cocaine, man. Ah, good times. And now, fucking a decade later,
RO2.
The sequel.
The good sequel.
The right sequel. The mulligan.
So I don't know what the hell was that last thing we played. Honestly, you level your weapon.
Yeah, no, you level your weapon, shit. Change your job, and screw up everything because you put in your stats. And it's like, if you build yourself as a melee character and then you want to go mage, it's like you have all these melee stats and you're a piece of shit.
It was stupid.
Yeah. I want to roll back just a little bit. I know we're past our time slot for RO.
Quite.
Well, for RO2. Technically, I'm going to talk about RO1 and Alpha.
This guy.
I just want to talk about like my experience as the very first job I ever went for was a mage. I wanted to be a mage. So like when you choose your job back then, it would start you in your class's hometown. So my hometown was Geffen, which is like supposed to be the magical city. And stuff like that. Being a novice, which is what you first start off, it was like a baby, you know, a baby going around just smacking like little things and stuff until you grow up. And then you're smart enough to become your next class.
Yeah, I don't miss novice. Novice was fucking busy work.
Yeah, right. Well, it was just
tedious.
It was a built-in tutorial. It was a built-in tutorial. That's what it was. So anyways, you start off as novice, whatever, you get to level 10, and then bam, you could go change it to your next class. But back in the day, to change a class, you would have to do a quiz. Not so much a quiz, but a test, and you have to go find this test. So you have to find which building it is, then talk to the right person, do a test, do a bunch of other shit, and they're like, okay, you're all right.
All right, cool.
Here's your shit. So it was kind of a pain in the ass, especially the thief one, because you had to travel.
Oh, fucking thief, go through the pyramid and shit.
Yeah. And then even the assassin one, you had to travel even further.
Assassin was bullshit, I'll tell you that right now. That and the rogue one.
Yeah, yeah. And easiest one, swordsman. Fucking balance on this beam. Alright, yeah. You're done.
Go watch.
Yeah, swordsman was awesome.
Basically, can you walk? Yes. Alright, you're good.
That was my first class ever, and when I had to do that test, I was like, I don't know what people were talking about these tests being so hard. I just fucking went straight and I was done.
So anyways.
You know how I walk? Okay, you're a sword. You're a swordsman.
Oh, you walked here. Okay, here you go.
Okay, so you're being, in.
No being, knowledge of how he'd have been a swordsman.
Being a novice playing this game and stuff like that, knowing nothing. This was back in the day when wikis didn't exist. Mm-hmm. Like, searching shit online was a task. It was basically the equivalent of writing a handwritten letter, mailing it to your grandma, and having her trying to dial up the operator, find someone who knows what the fuck you're talking about, and mailing them a letter, and then waiting for it to come all the way back to you. It was just impossible. So I would just sit in town.
Right.
I was a piece of shit as a kid. I was like 11 years old, just sitting in town, going like, how to be mage.
Someone help me.
I was a level 10 novice, just sitting. You know how they sit like little kids, like little dipshits. Little, just like,
little dipshits.
I'm just sitting in town, yelling at people, going to like common places like the general store and just sitting like
next to people. I love how they said it. It was so funny.
And I was like,
I'm a baby.
As soon I feel terrible about this, but I found a dude that was a mage, yeah? And, like, his cloak, he comes in, he was selling some shit. I start following this motherfucker. to the point where I'm yelling at him, just like, hey, how do I be a mage? Hey, I don't know where to be a mage. How do I be a mage? And then he finally just reluctantly sat down and told me, he showed me what building to go into, and like I did it. I added him as a friend. It took him forever to accept it.
I'm holding you hostage.
And it's funny because I played with that guy all the time after that. Like, we became sort of friends. He was an insane guy. I really, like...
He was insane.
He was insane. Like, I think he was literally, like, insane. And, I think his name was Andy, actually. It wasn't our Andy. It was a different Andy, obviously, but...
They're both still insane.
Yeah. And, but Andy's insane in the fact that he just doesn't sleep, plays the game all the time. Yeah. This guy was, like, actually insane to the point of, like, talking about, like, killing puppies and shit. Not that specifically, I'm just saying, that realm of insanity. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was the piece of shit that would just sit down and just yell at people for help and not try to do it on my own because I was 11 years old and just
you were
an
that
idiot.
Guy.
I wisened up though. You know, then I became a thief and that was who I was. I was the thief that ran. You know how there was shops just littered throughout the town? There's just like thousands of shops down Prontera's main alley.
Yeah.
I searched everywhere for pink dye to dye my hair pink. And that was a thing back in the day because you couldn't just choose your hair color. Like, you had a few base colors and that was it. To get any of the cool ones, you had to dye them. And so I searched up and down. I begged a bunch of friends. I got about 100,000 zenny and I bought pink dye and I dyed my hair pink and that was my thing. That people knew me by. Was the thief with spiky pink.
I can't believe you went out of your way for 100,000 zenny.
I'm
just
for it,
pink
man.
Dye for your fucking hair.
For pink hair, yeah.
There's people there that are looking for two slotted swords and shit. Uh-huh. You're buying.
Yeah.
They would have dye.
Pink dye. My hair's so ugly.
Somebody couldn't just make the dye for you?
To make it, like, you have to get some items that are, like, really hard to get, and I was too low level to get a lot of the items, so. No, not easily.
So, no. Awesome. I think my first class was swordsman just because it was easy. It was easy and all I had to do was hit shit.
Yeah, yeah. It was really like just a dumbass's class. It's just, click stuff, bit, magnum break!
Bash, bash.
Bash, 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 magnum break. Provoke, endure, and just run
Sounds
away.
Sounds a lot of what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, and then I tried all the other classes, and I'd have phases with all of them, except mage. I could never get into mage, just because leveling it was a pain in the fucking ass. Also the tests. I hated having to do the tests. Yeah. Thank God for Jabra.
I know, right?
It wasn't even a real thing.
It wasn't, but goddamn. Thank God for Jabra and private
Thank God for Warp Rut too, man. That cut down time by tenfold. But no,
that world is huge.
Yeah, that was actually where I was trying to go with my story, but like how surreal that game was. Like how the moments of like when you had to go places, you had to go places. It's like comparable to like the Oregon Trail, like back
no
in the
fast travel.
Like the like real
you
Oregon
go to Morok?
Trail.
Okay. All right, well get ready. Get your shit together.
That was the thing. It was
a long ass walk.
It was like it's like you get your group of friends, you're like, okay, we're getting ready. Do you have your butterfly wings? Do you have your fly
you
wings?
Your,
stuff
you
like that.
Potions. You got all this
we're
shit.
We're gonna It was a thing,
you got
too.
Your
like,
flashlight.
You got to remember how many fly wings to bring on certain maps, because certain maps just weren't even worth walking through. So you're like, all right, have at least 30 for, what is it, like Prontera Field 06.
Or two maps left and one map down.
Right, yeah. And it's just, it was
I
awesome.
I carried me like 200 weeks to wherever I went.
That's why I miss having the maps, Terry. The big maps that were dedicated to like one monster and stuff like that. Like
I
you
don't
go
mind.
Into that
I don't
field.
Mind the monster thing. I'm okay with them mixing it up.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, just definitely the maps are smaller here.
Oh yeah. I miss
not near. I
mean
going it's just
on an adventure to kill one mob. Mm-hmm. Like you wanna go kill Hodes? Alright, two maps south of Morok. But you're fucking in Paon. And you gotta
you gotta walk.
Fucking 17 maps east or west. And good luck getting past that fucking pouring map where all those mini bosses are on. Ghost Ring will fuck you up.
Ghost Ring.
Or that Sandman map.
Oh, yeah. That one was awful.
Good luck getting past any map with fucking aggro mobs if you're lower than like level 30.
Yeah.
And then you had the maps where you got rich. Mm-hmm, like, if you needed money and you had some time to grind, you go to Toy Factory, which is all
you
the way in Ludi.
Toy Factory, and you kill those mist cases. You stack those gifts. You stack those candy canes and whatever else they drop.
Those fucking cakes.
Those cakes.
Those cakes
sell for 1.5K a piece.
That good shit.
You don't want to eat them because they're garbage, but they suck
like sweet
so
gold.
All right, we done with
Aura.
Yeah, because like honestly, we could go on forever.
That's like part one. We're talking vanilla. We're not even getting into private service.
Yeah, where this whole shit happened. Mm-hmm. So we came to be.
Mm.
Anyway, so yeah, let's get off the topic. We talked about it way too long. Ryan.
Childhood.
Yeah.
It's your opportunity. I need you to shine, baby.
For what?
Bring something to the table.
Yucca, I brought a bunch of stuff to the table.
We're hungry. Yucca. Bring something to the table.
Bring some dinner to the table.
So we can eat on it.
Alright, well.
Let us feast of your knowledge.
And upon your bosom.
Ryan, close your mouth.
Really drop the ball here, Ryan.
I wasn't prepared.
I'm so unprepared.
This is why I'm mad, because the one time I had stuff written down that I wanted to bring up was the time we ended up not podcasting, but playing Minecraft instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
very disappointing.
Well, in other news...
Okay, go on.
I got a new phone. Which is...
here we go.
Mr. Flaunt his shit everywhere.
Okay, do you guys have something else to talk about? I'm trying to keep the fucking podcast going, and this just so happens to be something I can talk about for like five minutes.
Go ahead.
I got the Galaxy S4 because my S2 was restarting on me like every 10, 15 minutes. And so, Jose and I, I tried to go buy it. They told me I couldn't get it because my upgrade wasn't until July. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm still good for my half upgrade, which is something Sprint did, where after a year you could do a half upgrade. You just won't get as big as discount. Apparently, they stopped doing that 3 years ago. I don't update my phone very often, I guess. So, yeah, they stopped doing that, so I couldn't do anything. So I'm like, okay, whatever, let me pay out my account. Like, I'll pay off the rest of the contract, and then, you know, I'll get a new phone. And they wouldn't let me do that, and which I think is stupid because I'm trying to offer them money. Like, you're going to get all this money anyways.
Why won't you take my money?
Let me do all this money now, plus that fee that I know you're going to charge me, and we're good.
Quit being a bitch and let's make a deal.
Being a bitch and let's make a deal. And so, yeah, they wouldn't let me do it. So Jose, I come back home and I tell Jose, or call up Jose on Skype, and he's like, no, we'll just cancel your phone. I'm like, what? He goes, no, we'll just cancel your plan, and then you got to get a new phone. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we called him up, canceled my contract, and then I went to a corporate store because everybody else was sold out. And the corporate store is the way to go for anybody that's looking to get a new phone. Whatever carrier you're on, go to your corporate store. Those guys will do anything to help you out.
They'll suck your dick.
Yeah, and it was awesome. Went there, and I was in and out of that store in probably about 40 minutes. I went to every other store. I had to wait like 40 minutes to talk to anybody.
What do you mean corporate store? Like one of the stores that just have Sprint over the fucking door?
Well, no, like it'll... my Sprint corporate store that's in Modesto is... it looks like a normal like phone store or whatever. It's a little bit bigger than the other ones. By a little bit, I mean a good amount, actually. But, yeah, when you walk in, it just looks like a phone store, just, you know, more space around. But there'll be a corporate store, which means that they don't have to... All the other stores and stuff like that, this is with every carrier. The smaller stores, like a smaller Sprint store or AT&T or Verizon, whatever the fuck it is, they're all franchises. You know, they come out, they have their own set of rules, they have limited power to what they can do. Corporate stores, no rules, baby! It's fucking topless in there and everybody's drunk. All the time. And so...
All the time. It's gross.
It's probably why there's no rules.
So,
can't remember them.
Probably, yeah. They just said, you know, let's just throw these out because we're not going to remember them. So, yeah, it was really cool. The guy that helped me out, his name was Jose, too. And I'm like, man, this is weird. Like, the guy that's, you know, the main guy in this account, I'm talking to him right now. His name's Jose, too. And so I tell Jose that, and I'm like, hey, this guy's name is Jose, and I sent him a picture of his card, and he goes, does he look like me? Yeah. It's like, I asked the guys, like, do you mind if I take a picture of you and send it to my buddy? And so I got a picture of him, giving a thumbs up, holding my S4. And Jose texted me,
that must have been an awkward S story.
No, the guy was super cool, man. And then he was, like, telling me to tell things to Jose in Spanish. And I'm like, I, sir, I'm white. I don't how to type that. And he was telling me, like, how to spell it and stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, T, okay. And then I sent it, and Jose's like, what is that? Like, I'm sorry, I fucked it up. I don't know what it did. Yeah, good guy. Named Jose. Works at the Modesto corporate store for Sprint. Good stuff. So yeah, got it. Screen is real nice. Well, they went back to the old design where it's like a little bit more rounded, square corners or whatever. Battery life through the roof, man. It's all day, and I'm playing games all the time too now. Like I've been playing 10 million. Like when I'm rendering shit, I'll just like, all right, I got 10 million time. Not good at it though.
Not really. Clearly.
Yeah. So good stuff. Anybody who's maybe on the fence about the S4, I'm thoroughly enjoying mine, but I know the HTC One is pretty good too.
I want the Note so bad.
Yeah?
I can't get it for so long. I don't know when we'll be able to get phones. Computer is next on my list of things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But well before a car, actually.
Right, of course.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am. Standard, of course.
We understand, Ryan.
I don't.
I don't. I don't, but I'm sure they do.
No one understands.
No one knows my struggle.
You all, my poor quad core. Fuck you!
I've never once complained about
I'm gonna need a new graphics card.
You've upset Ryan.
I can see that. He looks upset.
I hate all
sitting
of
in
you.
The dark.
Soon. Soon. You.
So E3 is next month.
I'm so excited.
We gonna live stream it?
I can't take the time. Well, I could probably get a day off. I'd have to work a Saturday. I'll get Microsoft day off. It's a good deal. Yeah, I'll stream.
You're gonna stream?
No, I'll stream with you.
No, I will be present for someone else streaming.
I mean, if you want me to stream, I'll put it on my channel, I guess. I'll make one, I suppose. Actually, I think I have one.
We'll go with mine just so we don't have any complications or Alex.
It's like, okay, well, we're getting to that point in the year now where it's going to be E3. The next month is Evo.
Shit. I'm excited for that.
You're excited for that one too, Dwight?
Just because I know it's going to be just... That's it. We're not going to know what's going on. We just know that dude's winning.
That dude's winning.
Damn. Here, I'm like...
Yeah, we had no idea what was going on. I was rewatching that last night. Yeah, dude, I was watching that the other day, and I was like, "Fuck, I don't know a damn thing about this game," but he fucked him up.
I don't know what's happening, but Bala getting there.
I know I'll be done when I see it.
Yeah, it's weird to see these world professional guys play these games, and you know that it's at such a level that. We wouldn't even be able to comprehend what the fuck is going on. And that when one of them is, just kicking the other dude's ass, you're like, why is that guy even here?
Damn. He's terrible.
Either that or he just becomes some god. What was that other guy? Not Bala, but, the dude, the top guy that we kept rooting for. That came in and was crazy clutch that one time. He had a sliver of health, and then he just turned the whole thing around and wiped the dude out. Daigo, that's it.
Daigo blew it last year.
Yeah, he choked.
He had his moments though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah,
he did. Yeah, he had his
definitely moment. Had his moments. Damn. He fucking tore it up.
I think his time has passed.
Yeah, the time of Daigo is over. I want to see Bala come back. I hope Bala brings his A game and beats those fucking Korean guys to the ground.
Whoa. Wow.
Right. I'm sorry, but they win everything.
It's unfair.
It's not fair. They shouldn't be allowed to play.
Where's all the American players? Or Canadian? I don't
America.
Care.
America.
God shit. I can't wait. There's gonna be Soul Calibur, and I know we're gonna see these games, and we're not gonna know what the fuck's going on, but we're gonna want to play these games for ourselves. Mm-hmm. It's Soul Calibur.
I really wanted to play Soul Calibur while Evo was going, and then it was over, and I was like, I don't care. I had so many opportunities to check it out, and I was like, I don't care anymore.
I still wanted Evo to play it for a week or two afterwards. I'm like, come on, guys, let's do it. Nah.
No. It's over now.
I don't care. I still wanted to. And I know I have BlazBlue and all, but BlazBlue was not featured there.
Yeah.
So I didn't
have to go watch the fucking backwater ass Twitch channels to see that.
I know, that was kind of sad. It was lagging here for a second. And then they were whatever, let's play Persona.
Yeah, I guess. Nothing else to play, I guess.
I wanted to watch BlazBlue.
Oh, yeah.
Well, motherfucker.
Going down the drain. That wasn't fair. But whatever.
It wasn't fair.
I still want Soul Calibur, though. And the thing is, I wanted to get King of Fighters after watching Evo. Because that just looks so epic.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I still look at it whenever I go into a GameStop and I see the price going lower and lower. Yeah, no, I'll see it and I'll be like, what if I buy this and then like tomorrow another one comes out? Because God knows how long this one's been out.
Isn't there one coming out?
That's exactly why I don't buy it.
I'm pretty sure there's another one coming out.
I don't know. I know there's a Blast
Blue. Let's see what's talking about it.
Yeah. There's like a Blast Blue every other month, so it's like, fuck, I don't know when they're going to come out with another King of Fighters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's like, Whitey bought the new one, fucking Blast Blue Extend or whatever, like last year. Then there's a new one coming out this year called Carnival Phantasm or something like that. I don't know, something, Chrono Phantasm. And then there's going to probably be another version of that, like, extend of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even, I don't care.
Oh, you care.
I do.
That burns you up inside.
It just looks epic. But if I buy it, you know, I'm not going to have anyone to play with.
Nope.
Yeah.
Gonna be all you. You and Bootsy, and Bootsy's never here.
And Bootsy breaks down those games to a science, so it's not fun when somebody studies combos for a living.
It's fun to watch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if the other guy is good and there's a match going on, it's not fun when it's like Whitey versus me.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Or me versus anybody in any fighting game.
Hey, come on, champ.
I'm not very good. You saw me play Smash Bros, didn't you? When it was Terry and I, and like I had to use the webcam for the monitor because I was midstream and we couldn't get it to work.
Yeah. I saw you fix the webcam so you could attempt to play it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Smash Brothers, man. I'm talking about like actual fighting game.
Oh. Sorry, you're opening up a can of worms here, bro.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers is in that weird place where it's a fighting game, but it's not a category as
PlayStation All-Stars.
No, dude, PlayStation All-Stars in the shittiest category possible.
Look, they're going to put Smash Brothers this year in Evo, I think.
That would be very interesting to watch.
That's what I heard. I heard it was in the fucking
It's all speculation. Lineup there.
I don't think so. I think I read it right off the Evo website.
Go to the Evo site then. Find it.
Hold on, Evo 2013. But if PlayStation All-Stars makes it to Evo, I'm going to scream.
Screaming joy. Huh?
Huh? Oh, shit, Evo's in Las Vegas. Oh, it always is.
You know how much you like that Evo.
No. We should go to Vegas for Evo and do on-site videos.
Dude, they will
in the back. Damn!
Just like they screaming our heart out.
I can't believe this.
We will be kicked out so fast.
Faster than if I ever made it to an E3 with a Halo announcement.
We'd be outside those glass doors to the convention center.
Get out.
What?
What?
Staring at us from
the... Come on! Evo! I can't
see the show!
Well, I haven't said anything yet.
Have you even said anything yet?
They remember you. Let's see. CEO. Oh, that's Road to Evo.
Road to Evo. Road to Evo. Sorry. Felt appropriate.
Yeah, whatever. Ryan.
Whatever. Shut up, asshole.
What's wrong, Ryan? You're being awfully quiet.
I said you an asshole
a long time ago. No, not volume wise. I meant talking wise.
I don't know. I'm just trying to be myself. Shit, I don't get up in your business.
It's just, you know, we're doing a podcast and all.
Whatever, dude. I'm not trying to get up at you, trying to figure out what you're trying to do. I'm just trying to do me.
Okay, well, why don't you do me?
I don't want to do you.
Do me the favor of doing this podcast for me.
I left for a second. I come back and I hear Ryan yelling.
Right?
Why are you yelling? You provoked me. Alex, back me up here.
I didn't know such thing. Yeah, see? Alex doesn't know either.
He provoked me. Alex.
Alex.
That's right.
Alex, come on, man. Back me up.
Hey, come on, man.
You sure are right.
You go.
Hand me wall to hell.
Okay, they have the set number, the set, you know, fucking lineup for Evo. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, the stuff we've already seen, Marvel vs. Capcom and all that shit. Then they have donation drives for the other games to bring them to Evo. And Smash Brothers Melee for GameCube raised $94,000.
Damn.
So it's going to be there?
I don't know. It doesn't have a goal. It just says how much is collected. It says donations are no longer being accepted. Thank you for whatever. Yeah, I think that might be it because I'm looking at the other ones. They have like $1,000.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's tight.
My Little Pony fighting game made $5,000. Soul Calibur 5 is one of those that needs... Wow, and it only raised $400.
Wow.
Yeah.
Compared to that $90,000, that's a...
That's a jump. Sad. It's Soul Calibur 2.
People want to see Smash, man.
Wait, they had... they had both Smash Brothers Melee and Brawl. Brawl only made 170.
Yeah, Melee's like universally recognized as the best one.
It is.
Even the creator had said...
Oh shit, Skullgirls raised 78,000.
Skullgirls!
I heard that one was good.
Girl.
I mean, whatever. Yeah, I guess the ones that are going to be there are Brawl and Skullgirls.
Isn't that nice?
All-Stars, PlayStation All-Stars raised a solid $1,000.
No one wants that.
I bet it was just one guy who donated
$1,000. It's like $1,000 for PlayStation All-Stars.
He's the only one.
Come on, guys!
No one
is backing
me up on this.
Not one. God damn it. Not one of you. I'm out of $1,000.
No man brave enough to stand with me.
Braveheart face paint and everything.
I pledge $1 million.
Oh, God. I don't have that money, but I pledge it.
I pledge it. If I had it, I would. That's the depth of my dedication to this game.
Whatever, I guess Smash Brothers is making it there. That'd be fun to watch. Yeah. At least that one I know, like, what the hell's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell you this motherfucker. Well, I don't know if
it's gonna be nailed, then it's gonna be like wave dashing everywhere. It's gonna be like, well, I can't do that. So,
wait, what?
If it's Melee, they're gonna be wave dashing left and right.
Oh, you know they are.
It's gonna be stupid. That's like
that is the defining point of the fucking game. That is why people like it so much more.
You ain't wave dashing. Don't
you ain't playing right?
God damn it, Gaggle! Of course I'm still here. How dare you?
Yeah, Alex has been gone for yonks.
Many yonks.
I just turned it off. I was four. Like,
damn,
whatever,
Alex.
We hate you too.
Yeah, I don't care.
Whatever.
Don't even care.
Whatever, Alex. We know you care. We know you burning up inside.
I'm steaming. For you.
I'm a little impressed at these games, though, that people want to see at Evo. Fucking My Little Pony is third.
You know that's just a troll one.
That's the joke game.
No, it's... The funny thing is, it's a fan-made game.
Yeah.
And it raised over $5,000.
Yeah?
That's crazy.
Dude, the internet can be crazy sometimes, man.
My Little Pony. You know,
the internet wants to have a joke, they'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that they got creative with the title, though. Fighting His Magic.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that special? Isn't that sweet and special?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that one fighting game, Terry, that some guy was working on, and he had like this amazing sprite art for it?
It's probably still in limbo. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that.
That was like years ago, dude, when we were still like high school.
Card Saga Wars.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm still excited to see that.
Looked good.
It looked amazing. Are you kidding me?
It was good.
Had its own custom art and everything.
As long as they didn't sell it, they'd be good.
I bet they got shut down.
Yeah, they had a lot of different people.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if one or two of those companies sent them a cease and desist letter.
Art Saga Wars.
Oops.
Last update on Card Saga Wars site was in 2010.
Yeah, they're dead.
That's a shame. Was ambitious.
It was amazing. When they showed that one guy from Castlevania with the white hair and the white coat.
Soma
versus Chrono.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my shit.
Did you squeal a bit?
I was... I was shitting in my chair.
I ain't even lying. I shit right in my chair.
I did it.
And what's up?
Shit right in the fucking chair. Shit was crazy. They had the Master Chief versus Samus.
Yep. Had Valkyrie versus Mega Man, I think.
Fucking Mega Man. And they had Link versus Cloud.
Yep.
There's a thread here that says Card Saga Wars in making coming soon that was made March 6, 2013.
Where? What? Look, what does it say? It's coming soon?
Yeah. Well, it says Card Saga Wars in making coming soon. That's the full title.
And who wrote it?
You might need to read it, because it's probably someone who just came across the website and is like, oh my god, this is the first time.
Got a little too excited, yeah.
Yeah. Jumped the gun a bit.
What's the name?
Hold on, let me see. This video was uploaded in 2009, yeah, okay. Here's the link. Boop, this chat, there you go. It looks like all the characters, or most of the characters, are completed. Okay. Or half of them. Half of them are completed.
It says characters in progress. Those four characters have been done forever.
Yeah. Thread originally posted at MugenGuild.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it ends up on Steam. Yeah, right. You know how many licenses that game's going to need to get?
Man, I can't wait till this is on Steam.
Yeah, I don't see this thread really go anywhere. That's just what it was called and when it was posted.
A little too excited.
Master Chief versus Samus.
Yeah, dude.
It'd be interesting.
And it's badass, dude. Like, they got the fucking music there playing in the background. That whole level was custom made with animation.
I wish, like, more cool shit like this was happening. Like, I feel like this stuff, like, custom stuff that used, like, obviously copywritten stuff, models and levels and names and whatever... That was more of a thing back in early 2000s, like 90s and stuff, late 90s and early 2000s. Like, people were just making shit, you know, just to make it. And now everybody's doing their own original IP, which is awesome still, but we're not seeing, like, some of this, like, underground stuff anymore, you know?
You're talking about like an indie game using like big time.
Yeah, I mean, Card Saga's Wars is a great example. Just like shit like this. It's obviously using models he shouldn't. Names he shouldn't. He's not even trying to get around
them. But that's the fun, because he shouldn't be using it.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, that shit doesn't happen anymore. And I think it's just because people are getting too Sue happy and all this other crap.
I'm watching the one...
Master Chief versus Samus?
Me too, and he fucking summoned Eggman as an assist character, and it looked so fucking good.
Samus has rabbits grabbing onto Master Chief.
Yeah, whatever.
And it's cool, because he's using all this signature stuff from his game, like the plasma bombs and the brute shot.
Yep, yep. Mm.
You're riding back.
Say more Halo things. Energy shield.
Look at
Cortana.
He
just threw a fucking plasma grenade.
Covenant.
The flood. It's very cool. The animations are all super fluid and stuff, and
the fucking special attacks and shit. You can tell a lot of work went into this game.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool. And it you can definitely tell that a lot of work really has gone. Yeah, the whole background is animated. You can see Covenant fighting people and like just flying shit around and shooting shit stuff.
It's very cool. Not even that. The engine that it's using is open source, but it still need, like, for this, it has a pretty impressive bit of coding behind it.
That Mugen.
Well, this was uploaded in 2011.
Yeah. Yeah, they still uploaded a few videos. Like, it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything about this year.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything last year or this year.
So I assume they're done.
That's a very sad thought.
Mm-hmm. It's, what's it called? Chrono Trigger 3D all over again.
I'm actually not that disappointed about that.
It was looking good.
It was looking good, but it's like, you know.
Damn good.
You know it's going to be just Chrono Trigger.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, you've beaten that fucking game how many times? No, I like the back of your fucking hand.
Chrono Trigger? I haven't played it.
Like the back of my butt.
You need to get on all these old games.
I was going to say you should get it on your phone, but like.
No, you know
what?
You
can't play those games on a phone.
It's annoying on the phone because every now and then you have to download more fucking, I don't know, some kind of data for their
cash shop. Triggers. Cash shop.
No, like you'll get somewhere and you'll get
to upload it to Facebook and get your friends to like it before you can continue.
Terry, I need you to come to my farm real quick and Chrono Trigger. Go say hi to my pigs. Terry! It's important!
Oh, social games.
Ryan, close your mouth.
It's closed.
No, it's not. I'm watching you.
You say it's open.
Can you people just leave me alone? I'm tired. Fridays are long days for me.
Well, talk to us, Ryan. Oh. How are you?
What do you want to know?
What's going on in Ryan's world?
Yeah.
Nothing. I just work all the time.
That's cool. How does that make you feel?
Angry.
Okay. Angry.
Oh, I'm tired.
Me too, Ryan.
Meh. Mm-hmm. I go on for a bit.
Not much going on in my world. Just living the dream.
Hey, you know me.
Living the dream, hanging out with my two dogs.
Yep.
Saying hi to my wife when she's awake and not yelling at me.
Not super pissed at me.
Decided to drop one of our cars to save money on gas, going green, doing a thing for the environment.
No, I don't really care about the environment. Please don't label me as one of those people.
You want to go paperless.
It's not for the environment. I just hate paper.
What do you have against paper, Ryan?
So many things. We don't have the time. I hate, especially when it's wet. Ugh.
Wait, how?
Gross, right?
Do you have a weed white?
Yeah.
Is it yours or?
It's mine, baby. You want to see it?
Why do I get the feeling we're not talking about the same
I'm
weed?
I'm going real sixth grade with that
one. I'm going to Snapchat him a picture of my weed. What's your Snapchat?
No, that's okay. I don't know. That's okay.
Yeah, what's your Snapchat? Hey. Alex. What's that? Oh, it's this picture of my weed.
Alex, sorry.
No, that's okay.
Come on.
No, man, it's cool.
No, it's fine. You do your thing. I'll do mine.
I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna upload it to the Dropbox folder that we share, and then you could just have it.
Holy shit! Look at Adrian's screen.
What is Adrian doing?
I'm Baffo.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what we had to deal with.
Adrian, leave! Don't go to it!
Don't go there!
Are you insane?
Yeah, I think that was just for show.
That one's just for show? Is that the way to Morocco?
Burning a forest. I bet that used to be the hidden
he's
temple.
He's fucking dancing. Whatever. Fuck you. You piece of shit. I'm gonna go off camera real quick, take a picture of my Wii.
No, dude. Fuck.
Oh, man.
Nah, Alex, don't worry. I'm gonna make it real classy, alright?
It's gonna be real classy. It's gonna be in black and white.
Yeah! Put a vignette on that bitch.
Gonna put it down next to a bowl of fruit. It's gonna be great.
Oh, that's
you're not gonna want to miss this.
He can send it to you. I mean, I'm all for that.
This is a gift from the bottom of his butt to you. All right. So, don't take that lightly.
I don't want to take it at all. Is what I'm trying to say.
You're gonna take it, all right?
I don't want. Stop that.
Give it. Hey, Dwight.
Yeah.
Dwight, give it to him.
No, don't. Don't.
All right, I'm uploading it.
Why?
All right, here it comes.
Get it?
You're dumb. That.
Oh, man. Okay, all right. It's looking pretty good so far.
Wait.
This is looking pretty good.
Why? All right.
Okay, now to go into our Dropbox here. There it is. All right. There you go, Alex. You should be getting it real soon. Terry, you too, actually. You're part of that folder.
All right, there you go,
yeah,
Terry.
Yeah, but I don't have to open it.
Yes.
Why you sound so sad, champ?
Did you guys look at it?
No.
You should have gotten a notification by now.
I didn't.
Nah, you did.
I don't lie.
I know how Dropbox works, baby.
Stop.
Stop it. Please.
Come on, Alex.
What's up?
What?
Open up and open her up.
What?
Come on. Do it. Look at the picture.
I don't even have a fucking link. I don't even want... Why am I saying this? I don't want a link.
It's in your...
I don't even see a link. What?
It's in your Dropbox. It should automatically download it.
No.
He's in denial now.
You guys
check
are gonna have to
check out
me.
Check out the letter, the words in that link.
Hey, it's my penis.jpg.
You know, I know you clicked it. I know you clicked it.
No, I didn't. I don't want to see it.
Told you it'd be classy.
Yeah, that's real classy.
Oh, thank God. I clicked it.
You clicked it. God, what if it was my penis? You want to see it?
Then this friendship would have been over.
I would have had him, everybody. Next time, Alex, look out.
I've never been so relieved to see a weeb before.
There is a fantastic subreddit called, I think it's 50-50, or I think so. I think it's 50-50, where...
Sounds dangerous.
It's all text links, right? And it goes to a picture. And it's two words in it. It says, like, it's like one really gross something, and then it's usually like a naked girl or something, like I don't know, a bathroom covered in shit and piss and stuff like that, or Megan Fox totally nude doing some crazy hot stuff, you know? And like it's called 50-50 because you can click on it. It could be one thing or the other. It's fantastic. Like every click, you're just like. Do I want to see Megan Fox? I mean, like, is it work? Like, I don't want to see poop everywhere.
Reddit is a magical place.
Yes, here it is. It's fantastic. Like, the first one here, incredibly sexy modern porn, not safe for work. Or weird ass 30s porn, not safe for work.
Win win, sounds like.
It's, like this one, hardcore gay porn, or a man playing the trombone. And it goes to a site called bonerbonerboner.com. So you never know. you just don't know. This is the quality that I'm bringing you guys. Fantastic subreddit. Highly recommend.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Go there all the time.
You're gonna get.
But the thing with this subreddit is that you
fuck can't
up
wear
once.
Pants while you browse it.
No. You fuck up once, you're done with it. You're like, okay, I'm done.
All right. I had my one try for the day and I failed.
What was it called?
I sent a link in the Skype chat.
Oh, okay.
Just click on it, and then, like we'll find one real quick. Yeah, all of us, we'll find one real quick, and that's what we'll end the podcast on.
Okay.
All right? And then we'll all take the risky click together, and then we'll...
Oh, no, just, I'm done with the first
one. No. It could be a good thing. Okay? We don't know. All right, so does everybody have the page open?
Here we go. Yeah. Fitty.
All right, which one should we go to? If you don't want to say the title, you can say the number next.
Well, I don't want to do it like on the first page, so I'm skipping a few.
There's no upvoting, is there?
No. Thank God.
It just says 50-50 worthy. That's it. There's no up or down votes. Is it worthy or is it not?
Okay. Various rings worn throughout human history. Or ring missed.
What's the number to the left of it?
80.
80. Okay, 80. So scroll down to 80.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
Various rings worn throughout human history, or a cock ring mishap.
I don't want to watch. I'm not.
Okay, nope, Ryan, we're in it. We're in it, dude.
All right.
Everybody I'm ready? Okay, I'm gonna do a 3, 2, 1, then go. All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Ah!
God damn it.
No.
End this podcast. I'm going to vomit.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming to the T-Bugger, listening to the T-Buggers podcast. We got to go because we were just done. See, that's the thing. We fucked up. We fucked up.
Alex fucked up. It's the blue fox all over again.
This is my first try, and I already lost. First try, I hate this game.
First try, and you're out. Ryan looks like he needs to go bleach his eyeballs real quick. Thanks everybody for listening to the podcast. We'll see you next week. Sorry it was late this week.
Bye everybody.
Fun, right? You guys want to do another one?